Lilu Nishmas Abba Mori Zichron Uli Bracha. Rabbi Simon Kuf Kaf Vav. Shliach Tzibur Sheta. The Chazan made a mistake. The Dileg Achas Mikol HaBrachas. He skipped the Bracha. Ukishamas Kirinu So Yodea Lachs Oli Mikomo. You remind him, and then he knows how to get back to the right place. He's able to continue davening. Ein Mesalkin Oso, he can continue davening for the Amud. He just continues. It happens. He makes a mistake. You correct him. He missed the Bracha. He goes back to the regular Bracha. Abalin Dileg Birchas HaMalshinim. That's the Bracha that was established against the Apikarsim, who attacked the Torah and attacked Yadus. Mesalkin Oso Miyad. Right away, we have to remove him. Why? Shem Apikorosu. Maybe he's an Apikoros. Maybe he doesn't want to say that Bracha because he knows the Bracha is directed against himself. In his chilba, if he started the bracha, the taba, and in the middle he made a mistake, then ain't mesalkin aso. Because then it means it was obviously a mistake. He forgot the words, or he read the words wrong. Once he started the bracha, we see he's not b'shita against saying this bracha. If you with this bracha, you don't wait to see if I correct him if he goes back. If he skips this bracha, then right away you have to remove him. The Mishnah says in the Ber Halacha that if on his own he remembers and goes back to Avraham Malshinim, then you don't have to remove him, because the fact that he went back on his own shows that when he skipped it originally, it was just a mistake. Okay. Now the Mishnah discusses there are other brachos that reflect Yisodos in our Amunah, the basics of Amunah. Tchias HaMesim, Mechayim Mesim, the bracha of Vunei Yerushalayim. There the psak is that if he skips those brachos, we assume it was a mistake. We don't remove him right away, and we don't have to remove him. But you see that if we know someone is kofer in Tchias HaMesim, or if we know he doesn't believe in the Gula Hasida, and certainly the Mishnah Berurah says if he doesn't believe in Tarmei Nashamayim or Schar Va'Onesh, then L'chuliyama Apikoros Gamruhu is an Apikoros. For us, can't be the Shriach Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if we know somebody doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, he doesn't believe in the Gula Hasida, he doesn't believe in Tarmei Nashamayim, he doesn't believe in Schar Va'Onesh, he can't be the Shriach Tzibur. Be Mamad B'Chazka, and if he forces himself up there to be the Chazan, Ein Onin Amen Acharav. You don't say Amen afterwards. Wow. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Beis. Shriach Tzibur Shata, V'enu Yodea Lachzor L'Mekomo. He made a mistake and he can't go back. He's not able to continue. For some reason, he can't continue davening. He got confused and he's not able to daven. So what do you do? Yamar Acher Tachtav. Somebody else has to become the Shriach Tzibur instead. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, normally, when you're asked to be the Shliach Tzibur, you're not supposed to jump at it. You reluctantly say yes. But here, don't be reluctant, because they need a replacement right away. Now the replacement Shliach Tzibur, Maschil Mitchilas HaBracha Shetah. He starts from the beginning of the Bracha. That he made the mistake in, that you have to start from the beginning of the Bracha. If it's in one of the middle Brachos, he goes back to the beginning of that Bracha. But imhaya b'shalosh rishonos, if he made a mistake in the first three brachos, maschil meirosh, he has to go back to the beginning of the Shemon Esrei, the new chazan. B'shalosh achronos, maschil b'ritzei, he has to go back to ritzei. Why? Because the first three brachos of Shemon Esrei and the last three brachos of Shemon Esrei are considered one unit. And if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, you have to go back and say the whole unit over again. And that's the halacha of the replacement Shemona Esrei. So, for example, there's a case the Mishnah Berurah quotes. What if it was on Yom Kippur? And during Yom Kippur, it was on Yom Kippur, and the Shliach Tzibur made a mistake, and he wasn't able to continue davening. He'd already said some of the piyutim of Shacharis, and it's going to be a very long and he couldn't continue davening. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger told he had a replacement. He should start from the beginning, but skip the piyutim. But you have to start from the beginning of Shemona Esrei, because it's considered one unit of three. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a fascinating case. The Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen. And as he's davening, somebody dies in a way that there is now Tumas Meis in the shul. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. If there's Tumas Meis Deraisa, he has to leave right away, and somebody else has to replace him and start from the beginning of the Bracha. Well, if there's a way that the person died in a building next door, samuch to the main sanctuary, to the sanctuary, and there's a way to stop up the windows and close the doors, so the tumah in the shul is only midirabbanan, then he's allowed to finish the chazaras shas, and then he would leave. The Mishnah says, let's say he finished his silent shemona esrei and did not start chazaras shas yet, he should certainly leave in the middle right away before chazaras shas. Let somebody else do the chazaras shas because there is tumas meis midirabbanan in the shul. Okay, well.